Well, I want to ask you, I know what your father did, and I know your mother taught school for a while, but after your parents were married, did she work then?
Now, let me tell you. Well, they married in 1898, they married in Brownsville. And my grandfather was a staunch Catholic, so they married by just the peace in the home. And they had just had the house canvas covered with cheesecloth to paper all the rooms. Well, the parlor in which they were to be married couldn't be papered because the boat on which it was coming on met a hurricane and the paper all went down the sea. So they wouldn't postpone the wedding. They just went out and got a bunch of oleanders and decorated the whole wall with flowers, you know, and they went on with the wedding. It was a morning wedding. They had a morning breakfast, and then the whole wedding party went to the river, and they went over on the flatboat, and then they got across the river, and they had a streetcar on rails that two burros pulled. And they all rode that into the railroad station. See, we didn't have a railroad, but Mexico did. So they took the train there to come to Reynosa. And from Reynosa then, a party met them and they got into a boat with no bridge, crossed over in a boat, and then Mr. Plodner had the horse and buggy waiting for them, and they went on down to the plantation. And they started out, they really pioneered, you know, they had the adobe home that the Lipscombs lived in, which was very commodious and had brick floors and it was kept up real well. They had thick adobe walls, you know, and it was very comfortable, whitewashed every year and everything. And that's where I was born. It was right on the edge of the river. And when they built
that kind of house,
huh?
You just call it an adobe house, or?
Yeah, it was an adobe house. Uh-huh. Built adobe, but it was about it had four bedrooms, a large kitchen and dining room, and parlor, and porch, very comfortable.
Would that interest me?
And so I was born there. And the river always kept cutting in this way. See, the courthouse in Alec was a mile and a half from the river. But the river kept cutting this way. So the land that I was born on is over in Mexico. I tell everybody I'm a wetback, you know. And in 1904, then Mr. Plodner built the brick home that's still standing there and still being used by people that I know live there. And that's where my brother was born, in that home. But my mother had myself and three babies, never had a doctor, just midwives. And of course, it is awfully hard on them, you know. She truly pioneered.
Did they call them midwives then?
Yes, and she had second baby came when I was about 18 months old, little boy, precious little boy. And midwife didn't take care of her properly and cleaning her out. She developed blood poisoning, so she had to be rushed to Fort Brown. And of course, that went with a high fever. Well, that dried up her milk, see. And she had to put the baby on a bottle. They didn't know anything about bottle babies. Within 5 months, he died. And then the little girl was born 18 months later, and the same woman took care of her, and she had a mass of hair, and Mama did too. And for some unaccountable reason, the woman had lice, and Mama got the lice and developed a fever. And I know it was typhus fever. They know that now, you know, but didn't at the time. Again, she had to go to Brownsville, to Fort Brown. And they got her out of that, and of course, the milk dried up again, put them on a bottle, and when they were about 6 months old, they died, you know. They didn't know anything about bottle, you know, feeding babies that way. And beautiful children. It sure was hard on both of them. And then, of course, 2 years later, my brother was born. So I was the only child for a long time, you know. And that's the first doctor she had, was Dr. Harrison from McAllen, when he was born.
During that time, did she work or did she keep the house?
No, she, after the babies died, she went back to work, you know.
So she taught school?
She taught school as much as she could. Of course, the work was difficult. We had plenty of help.